Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce says the second round of market facilitation program payments are already underway. He says the process began in late August with the first round of checks already on the way to farmers.
The process began for payments for producers that have approved applications. So producers should be seeing that first 50% tranche of those payments very soon.
Fordyce says this round of applications has been keeping Farm Service Agency offices busy.
Over 200,000 applications, and that's a lot of folks coming into county offices when sign-up began just July 29th. So in the first MFP, we had a little over 600,000 applications, and you know we would expect more this time around because we've included more crops, more commodities.
He had some offices around Kentucky and the country have been making appointments for farmers.
I know in some parts of the country where they've got a lot of producers that need to get into the door, I know in some cases they're doing appointments to make sure that they can be as efficient with not only the producer's time, but be efficient from a workload standpoint. We expect up to $14.5 billion in payments will go to producers that have been affected by unwarranted retaliatory tariffs on U.S. farm production.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce says the United States Department of Agriculture will continue to monitor the situation to see if more assistance is needed for farmers later this year.
Has there been a movement in trade negotiations? You know, look at it at that point, late fall, and if not, then another 25% of that payment will go out, and then look at it again probably in January at some point.
He adds the Farm Service Agency is using the latest data from each county to help calculate the payment amount for each farmer that applies for assistance through the market facilitation program.
Historical planted acres by commodity in that county, historical yields of those commodities in that county, and then applying a factor that represents or reflects the amount of trade disruption, trade damage by commodity.
Fordyce adds that farmers can go to their local USDA Farm Service Agency office to find out more information, get all the details, and to apply for the latest round of market facilitation program payments. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.